AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden has the sanctions right against Russia and Vladimir Putin and can do more later.
It's stunning to see, in this day and age, a tyrant roll into a country. This is the same tyrant who attacked our democracy in 2016.
Russia began evacuating its embassy in Kyiv. Ukraine urged its citizens to leave Russia. At the UN General Assembly, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says no one can sit out this crisis.
We need to use this last chance for action and stop Russia where it is. It is clear that President Putin will not stop by himself.
European Union sanctions against Russia took effect, targeting several companies, along with 351 Russian lawmakers who voted for a motion urging Putin to recognize the rebel regions. Amanda Paul with the European Policy Center says Vladimir Putin has not been twiddling his thumbs since annexing Crimea.
I don't think these sanctions, or even the ones imposed by the U.S., are going to stop him in his tracks.
Russia's foreign ministry bristled at sanctions, saying in a statement, Russia has proven that with all the cost of the sanctions, it is able to minimize the damage. Ukrainian government and banking websites have been knocked offline with another wave of distributed denial of service attacks. A new CDC recommendation is people who get the Pfizer or Moderna coronavirus vaccines should consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of 3 to 4 weeks. They say they're reacting to research showing a longer interval can provide more enduring protection against the coronavirus. A second teenager has been arrested in the homicide investigation that led to police to the Minneapolis apartment where a SWAT team officer shot and killed Amir Locke. This is AP News. Pregnancy-related deaths for mothers in the U.S. climbed higher in the first year of the pandemic.
Government data released Wednesday show a decades-long trend that continued to disproportionately affect Black people. Overall, there were almost 24 deaths per 100,000 births in 2020. That compares with 20 per 100,000 the previous year. The numbers reflect mothers dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or the year after. It's unclear what role COVID might have played, but the pandemic led many people to put off medical care and stress the healthcare system, which could increase risks for pregnant women. I'm Julie Walker.
There are about 82 rescued Florida manatees in rehabilitation centers across the country as wildlife officials try to stem starvation deaths by the marine mammals due to poor water quality. Also, the seagrass in which manatees normally feed during cold winter months is disappearing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.